Today, a bipartisan group of former national security and defense officials and religious leaders released a statement calling on President Bush to issue an executive order to ban torture. General Paul Kern led the internal Army investigation of abuses at Abu Ghraib. He says that in his near 40-year Army career, he's always followed the Geneva Convention and taught soldiers to do likewise. And he says he's disappointed that the U.S. has lost its way in recent years.
Doing so, we have undermined the uniformed people in this country who have we asked to fight our wars because we still tell them to follow those principles, and it holds them in good stead if they are ever captured. As well as the parts that I have done in the investigations during the last year of my active duty, I could find no evidence that torture produces any answers that are credible. And that are useful then for the commanders to judge against other material that they find in intelligence collection.
Alberto Mora was the former general counsel of the U.S. Navy back in 2002. When he learned about detainees being held at Guantanamo Bay that were being subjected to cruel and unlawful interrogation practices, he then began a campaign inside the Bush administration to prevent civilian and military leaders from codifying any policy that might sanction the mistreatment of such detainees as part of the war on terror. Moore said the long and short-term cost of torture weakens the country and compared it to issues in this country a half century ago.
Until the 1950s or so, when the Supreme Court, in a series of decisions, outlawed the use of cruelty, then referred to as the third degree, by U.S. law enforcement in the questioning of detainees. I don't think anybody asserts now that the country is less safe because we have curbed this barbarity by law enforcement officers.
For his efforts, Mora was awarded the 2006 John F. Kennedy Profile and Courage Award. Among the national security and defense signatories on the list are former Secretaries of State George Shultz and Madeleine Albright, former Bush administration officials like Richard Armitage, Thomas Pickering, and Mark Grossman, and former public officials like Senators Gary Hart, Sam Nunn, and Governor Thomas Kane of New Jersey. The Reverend Dr. John Thomas is General Minister and President of the United Church of Christ. He said he was speaking not just as a church leader, but also as the father of a son currently serving with the Army National Guard in Afghanistan.
With parents across the country, I worry about my son's safety, and I'm deeply concerned when the use of torture by the United States could be used as justification for the use of torture against him or his fellow soldiers. But even more, I fear how policies of our government on the use of torture could place him not just in physical peril, but also in moral peril, making him complicit in acts that violate his own faith.
Linda Gastaitis is with the National Religious Campaign Against Torture. She was asked how the statement would be presented to President Bush.
Our first objective is to engage the American public and the leaders of the United States to endorse the Declaration of Principles. So the work that we have cut out for us is to bring on board as many people as possible to support the statement before we would present it to the president. We have a wonderful array right now of over 200 leaders who've signed on, but we are seeking public affirmation of this declaration as well.